Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have the new thing that's attached to the old thing at WNST, and the newest thing we have is our ice cream promotion this month with the Harker Brothers right here in Baltimore. It's made in Baltimore, so you know how good it is. Eggnog, peppermint bark, and the sweet potato crumble. I am digging it. 8 packs, $15.70 off. Use the Baltimore Positive code when you're ordering that. It is our first promotion as the new Baltimore Positive. So the other day, sitting around watching the games, and something came on about international travel, and you know, my wife's the man who saved her life is over in Germany, so we have to keep our passports are cool, but we can't really leave the country right now. I sort of feel like a fugitive if I had to leave with all the testing going on. And my wife said, "You got to call Kim Herring. You got to get him. Well, we got to talk to him about his thing, his clear thing." And I'm like, "We play the Browns this week. I'm going to bring him on and bust him up about being a Cleveland native in this 9-3 season and Monday Night Football." But more than that, the question of who my favorite coaches were came up in Ravens history. And then I had to answer that question, who's your favorite Raven player? And I said, you know, if I say Mike Flynn, it's going to anger Kim Herring. And if I say Kim Herring, it's going to anger Kyle Richardson. And if I say Kyle, you know, so I go down the list. But you know you're amongst my favorites, number 20. How are you? How is life? You're in the swamps of Jersey or something, right?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I'm the swamps of Jersey and in New York City. So actually, snow now. It's snowing.
Trying to avoid COVID like everybody else. I mean, dude, you're in the travel business. You travel a lot. You deal with baseball teams and you do all this cool stuff that some of it feels a little James Bond. You don't even want to tell me about how cool some of it is with Clear. But, you know, Super Bowl champion, 20 years later, you don't love talking about football so much. So I have to be easy on all of that because you have like a real life. But real life is wife, kids, COVID. All of that. We're all up in this since the last time we got together, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, trying to, you know, do the work I do, you know, because we are a biometric security technology company. So identification. So we do that a lot, but we're in so many different markets. But trying to juggle that with the three kids, you know, I have very, very active kids. With my daughter's a national gymnast. My second daughter is a cheer competition. My son plays football and baseball. So it's, man, it's crazy, and especially with all this COVID, it kind of exacerbates everything.
Well, moving schedules around, everything the NFL's had to do, moving lives around. Give me, before we do any football at all or catch up, or have I told you that Flynn found the video from the Super Bowl parade? Did I tell you that?
Yes, you actually sent it to me.
Okay, so good. So, you know, I will get to all that old school stuff, but I want to hear more about how this and your job. And because my wife wasn't around when you and I were boys, right? You know what I mean? So my wife doesn't think of you as Kim Herring, football player, Super Bowl champion, you know, hanging out with me, having crab cakes back. She thinks of you as the guy from Clear, who's my buddy, who was a football player. And for what you do and contact tracing and all of the things that we've seen, you know, Asia do to keep it away, all the things that, you know, the guy running the country here had no interest intellectually and understanding scientifically, you just called yourself a bio, whatever it is, right? And I know you come from, you know, educated stock. I mean, you went to Penn State, right? Tell me this is, from a corporate standpoint, is as best you can, we want to sign up. We want to do things. We're not, you know, I don't want to infect anyone else. All the things that are going on pre-vaccine. But post-vaccine, there's going to be a whole, hey, dude, I'm clean, right? There's going to be a whole part of that that I'm sure your world and you're trying to figure out, right?
Correct. Well, the good thing about being a biometric security firm is we're able to take that business model and scale it to different needs and wants throughout the United States. And I think right now we're in not even negotiations, but right now we've come out with an app called HealthPass that we're able to track and link to different medical facilities in order for people to get their test. So the app is used by businesses, more likely sports industries, because I'm in the sports industry department. We're able to use our app, link it with lab testing to let teams know this person has tested however many days out. It could be 48 hours, 72 hours. And so right now we're in the process of being able to use this app on different league levels.
Well, I mean, I think of you as the place at the airport that sort of competes with the team, you know, like that's, but I am not exposed to whatever else what you do could do, but I now know that my wife said, it's time to get Kim on the phone. We need to learn a little bit about this because I do want more than just a quick pass at the airport, the one or two times, or maybe three times in a great year. And we're a long way away from that, where I can hit Jamaica one year, hit Brazil, and go over to Europe. Or, you know, and I'm an international trade. You know, I mean, by the way, how about this, Kim Herring? A year ago today, I thought of you because I was in Seoul, South Korea. I was going from Tokyo to Seoul, and then Seoul, we flew back into LA. And it's at those moments when I'm in an international airport or in a line that I literally think of you and your company and think, what would that be and how much would it cost and what else would the benefit be other than me moving quickly through an airport, which I already have, you know?
Well, hopefully soon, because we have gotten the FSMA designations for it, but hopefully soon we will be able to offer international. We are pretty close to that. We're in talks now with TSA and Homeland Security about being able to offer pre-check through Clear, so which is a very good aspect of our business. But I think even a greater aspect is be able to offer international travel and be able to tie your international travel ticket with your not just your boarding pass, but with, you know, all the identification factors that go along with international travel, having been any kind of ID identification, so you're able to go through any kind of checkpoints.
And knowing ahead of time you're going to three countries. I'm going to Germany. I'm going to the Netherlands or Spain or whatever you're doing, as people do when they travel around Europe. Correct. You know, so in the same way people here go from Pennsylvania to Delaware to Maryland and New Jersey, right? If I drove to see you today, I'd have to go through three states.
Well, I think if you're able to offer that and, let's say, bring in the passport aspect of it as an all-inclusive, I think it can expedite the process a lot faster.
In regard to COVID and what you understand now versus what you understood in March, and you are an athlete, you know, been in locker rooms and still around locker rooms and all of this, speak to what COVID has done to these organizations and to see what happened to the Ravens last week where, I mean, whoever brought it in, and it's been alleged that it was in a gym, right? Mm-hmm. That whoever brought it in cost NBC Black Friday advertising on Thanksgiving. You know, we're talking millions, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars and moving stuff around. And, you know, the league sanctioning games without quarterbacks, dude, you know what I mean? Like, you were a hell of an athlete and you could run around a little bit and you could carry. Can you imagine Brian Billick tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, Dilfer, Banks and whoever else, Redmond are all down. You're quarterbacking or giving the ball to Kadri or whoever it would be. It wouldn't matter. It would suck, and it wouldn't be like the National Football League, but we're seeing the league. This is how they're treating it, but everybody has a different pandemic playbook, right?
Correct. And I think it's, you also see it not just on NFL level, but this college football. I can't keep up with any of this stuff of, you know, especially when I saw Tuesday night with Dez Bryant all of a sudden getting taken off the field. Of, oh yeah, forget your warm up. You got tested positive. Like what? Like there is no rhyme or reason or any kind of operational structure throughout the whole league. Everybody is running through a different playbook, and it gets so confusing. I can't even imagine the players going through this on a daily basis, because I'm sure the recommendations and protocols are totally different from like a team aspect at the facility as opposed to you going to a stadium or you got to go travel. Those protocols are probably different.
Well, but how about 8 days at home? Think of yourself, Kim Herring, back when you used to join me out at the barn, we'd have crab cakes and talk football. So 1999, the 2000 version of you, the poor version of you as well, that you're in your apartment, I'm sure, as a first or second year player, and they tell you, we're going to Zoom. You do push-ups in the corner because you have no weights, right? You can't work out. And you're going to do that for 8 days in the middle of the season. And you're going to meet on the tarmac, fly off to Pittsburgh, right, and walk out onto the field and play football with a bunch of guys that were on the practice team because you made it through. You're clean, right? And now you're going to play with third-string guys or developmental guys that may or may not know the play. I mean, as a player safety issue, and I know that the alternative was, well, forfeit the game, we won't pay you, right? So that that was another part of that. But and then, you know, guys get injured in the game. Jimmy Smith got other guys get injured. The whole thing smells to me, Kim. And you know, I know you played the game at the highest level, and I'm sure you have really good and bad feelings about the NFL in lots and lots of ways behind the scenes that, you know, if you wrote a book, right? But why, as a fan and as a media guy and as someone that's invested in the league, and I feel like I'm a stakeholder for all that I do with the league, for them to sanction a game without a quarterback and to make a team play without half their team, it's gone off the side of the road from an integrity standpoint to a point where I was driving back from Pizza John's on Tuesday night before the game. Hour before the game, I'm picking up subs and pizza. Now, I would be at the game. You know me. I've never missed a game, right? And I'm thinking to myself, it feels a little exhibition-y to me. It feels a little bit more like to your point, what college football is. There's no Rose Bowl. There's no national championship. What are we doing? Are we having intramurals? I mean, look, that's what it feels like, right?
Right. Oh, 100%. And if there was never a time to actually focus, to see what the true focus of a lot of these leagues are, and you can't understand the fact that they're basing a lot of this about money and revenue and ad dollars, then you're just missing the whole point. Because to try to put a team out there with guys literally off the street because you can't field certain positions because they got it brought in for a COVID test or contact tracing, then I think you're missing the whole point. Because what they're doing in these leagues is crazy. You know, I understand, you know, there's a lot of huge money factor in a lot of different things, but you also got to think about player safety. And what I mean by that is nobody can tell you right now. I don't think there's any kind of medical position of long-term effects of somebody getting COVID. Nobody has come out with that. I'm sure there's no medical journal on that yet, and we won't be able to see that till 5-10 years down the road. And what do we do then?
I had Dave Zastittle on right before I had you on. And, you know, Z and I are boys, you know what I mean? And he played in the league a long time, Cleveland guy like you. And you know, 20 minutes in, he said, I had COVID 6 weeks ago. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, taste, smell, you know. And Lamar talked about it after the game on Tuesday night. And this is not like a small thing. And I think even more so, after they played the Pittsburgh game, you could sense that every Kim had a wife that they went home to, right? And kids that they went home to, and a family they went home to, where everybody's frightened that, you know, daddy got the COVID at work, right? Now, what is it? Or kids come home and can't play sports. What? Give me your real life. You got kids in cheer, touching people, doing things, playing sports. What has this been like for your family? Have you had lockdowns?
Actually, Jersey and New York are one of the first areas to have a lockdown. Come March, April, and May, we had no kind of sports at all, which is tough, especially when you consider the kids aspect, because my daughter, being a national gymnast, they don't stop training.
How old are your kids now?
My daughter's 16, my second one's 15, and my son's 12.
Wow, okay.
So for my daughter to take out training for literally 2 months was ridiculous. They just don't do that. The most they usually take off the whole year is 2 weeks. So for her to take off 2 months, that's a lot. That affects a lot of your, you know, a lot of your muscles, a lot of mentally, you know, trying to get back in the aspect of a lot of the muscle memory aspect of it. And so I think going into it, you know, you're thinking, oh, it shouldn't be that bad. But when you start to realize how highly trained these kids are, and just like the NFL athletes, they're highly trained in muscle memory, and you take that away and just think we're just going to put you on the field, I'm not surprised. And it's funny, I said to one of my coworkers before the NFL season even started, I was like, watch, I can guarantee you there's going to be a ton of injuries, especially knees, especially, you know, shoulders. And what happened the first couple weeks? Whole bunch of non-contact ACL tears. And it's because guys, you know, you couldn't have mini camps, you couldn't have all these training camps, and they went straight from their couch to the field.
And there's nothing like it, right? I mean, even 20 years ago for you, what that training facility did for you to keep you on the field so you could make your money, so you could have a career, cool. That if that's not there, you it's North Dallas 40, right? Literally, right? I mean, literally.
100% correct. And it's like, you hated it, as you're, you know, as you're doing it, but you also realize going along, like, man, this actually helped me going through this season because it became, you know, repetitory. So you saw it like, oh, this is easy because you kept, we're doing it for 3-4 months down the road. But I can't even imagine these guys not having mini camp. I hated it in the summer. Trust me. I hated being there in April, May, June. I was like, this is terrible. But you don't realize until you don't have it how much it benefits you down the line.
Kim Herring is here, former Ravens Super Bowl champion and number 20 in your program, number one in your hearts, as always. And you know, we've talked a little clear. We talked a little COVID. Let's talk a little football. You know, I know we've talked about tackling Lamar Jackson and last year versus this year. Marshall Yanda gone. Ronnie Stanley gone. Nick Boyle gone. Hayden Hurst gone. I mean, it's just a different team than even where they were in September versus certainly where they were a year ago. And I watched the Browns play on Sunday. This is as good as it gets at 9-3. I'm sure all of your old friends in Solon are all excited out there, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, but I always remind them, I'm like, well, the Browns have always been pretty good, but can they, you know, can they close the door? Because there's been times where the Browns started, I think it was Baker Mayfield's first year, where they, you know, where they started pretty well, and then they just fizzled down the end of the road. So, you know, can they close? And I think that's been the biggest question since the Browns franchise came back in 99.
Well, I mean, they're usually 2-10 right around now. You know, I mean, going out there 9-3 and, you know, we're the underdogs and they're playing well and we're playing whatever we are. What do you make of the Ravens, dude? I mean, you played a lot of defense and saw running quarterbacks in your day, certainly in Penn State era and all that. Different kind of attack. It feels to me like just that everybody's caught up. It's just the personnel. When you start taking Hall of Famers, you know, out of the middle of it, and in the case of Ronnie Stanley, you know, Hall are pretty good so far, you know, top three in the league. You start taking those type of runners away, it's just going to change everything, and I think it has, and I don't look at the Ravens as a Super Bowl contender like maybe I would have 6-7 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think the tough thing about the Ravens this year as compared to last, there is not one thing you can say, okay, especially on the offensive side, okay, they're good at this. They're good at the run game. They're good at the pass game. It's not as, you know, I think their style of play is very predictable, to be honest with you. You go in the game like, okay, on third down, he's going to be looking for the tight end.
You know what he can't do, right?
Yes, you know what he can't do. And last year, I think it was new. You know, it's just amazing how they haven't expanded the playbook. I don't know if that has anything to do with them not having the ability to have the mini camps. The one thing about it is they've been very predictable, you know, and Lamar has had to use more of his ingenuity to get out of certain situations for this team to win.
Oh, and the fact that still wide receivers continue to be, you know, it's an issue. Who's going to go catch the ball? And with Lamar, and this is, you know, more me this year than last year, he doesn't throw the ball well. I mean, he doesn't throw the ball accurately all the time. And even just watching Andy Dalton throw it around, just from an accuracy standpoint, he needs to improve at that. And that's probably the hardest thing for any quarterback because usually the way they project you, you know, when they've seen you toss it around, to project that it's going to get that much better, that much more accurate, they don't want Lamar throwing the ball 35 or 40 times a game. And if he did, it probably wouldn't go well. Not with this particular receiving core right now and this kind of protection.
Right, no, 100% true. My question, and you would know better than me because you watch them all the time, is who is their number one wide receiver?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, and even in Lamar's reign, but I just think about the last 10 years of the Ravens team, who has been the number one and number two go-to wide receivers?
The tight end.
Exactly, the tight end. So you look at that, you know, and today's game is played – you know, outside the hash. Let's just be honest. It's played outside the hash. Now, as much as I love the tight ends, if you have that passing game outside the hashes or outside the numbers, that tight end becomes even more valuable. But if that's all you have is a tight end inside the numbers, you're going to be stuck. I mean, look at the Kansas City Chiefs. If they didn't have the Tyreek Hill, you know, on the outside, then Travis Kelce maybe might not be as good because then you can load in inside.
Well, and I go back to what makes great quarterbacks great. And you talk, you know, we'll talk about Kelsey, you talk about Mahomes, you just talk about Tom Brady and talk about Gronkowski and having that sort of a weapon there, but being able to do other things and being able to really throw the ball well 18 to 30 yards away and have receivers that can go get it. Right now, this, when you're trying to run that with Joe Flacco 2 years ago called the high school offense, it was cool last year. It was shake and bake for 14 and 2. This year, the personnel is just not there to go out there and just slobber knock teams and run the ball and be in second and two and second and one all night.
Right. Now, so I want to pose to you a question. What is the Ravens' identity? You would know better than me because you follow them. What is the Ravens' identity on offense? Or what do they think they want to be?
They think they want to run the ball. They think they want to run the ball, and they think they want to make you play Lamar and create a mismatch somewhere. They had mismatches with Nick Boyle and blowing up holes for all the running backs. They have a three running backs, but they got one ball. They have four running backs if you count Lamar, right? There's one ball. Nobody gets in any consistent rhythm with the team. You know, there is no, you know, a bell cow. You know, there's not, there, nobody's going to get the ball 25 times. And this year specifically, when Lamar started to get nicked up a little bit, then he didn't run at all, right? So, you know, there were a couple games that he just didn't run, and we saw what it would look like in that way. That's not good enough, but you don't really want him running 14 or 16 times. The one thing for him is running to the sideline and not getting kill shots. That has to happen, and that didn't happen so much 2 years ago. He's gotten a lot better, Kim. There's no doubt about it. But now this year, the talent around him has made this, to your point, I don't know what you are, because you're not what you were when Marshall Yanda and Ronnie Stanley were suiting up and just blowing open holes for not just him, for Ingram last year when they were going well. Mm-hmm. Ingram was their guy. That was their power attack. You know, they look like Navy.
Right. No, 100% true. And yeah, and the reason I ask you that is, you know, as much as people want to dog a team like the Titans, oh, they run the ball. I'm like, man, they got two beasts on the outside, two big giants wide receivers on the outside who spread everything out and make you play them honest. Because and what that does is that clears up the lanes for the running game, you know, where they can just run it down your throat. And if you try to cinch in and try to close the run, they got the two wide receivers on the outside who go kill you.
But you also have a quarterback that gets the ball. He was a lottery pick. He throws the ball
100%.
Well.
100%. Now I think Lamar can get to that. 100%. But I also don't know what their game plan is going in of giving him plays like that. And
I don't know that they want him to get that good, right? They don't want him to throw the ball that much.
Right.
Yeah. Kim Ehring is here. We're talking football. The Browns will take on the Ravens. We're trying to get through all this. And give a serious plug for Clear for, like, me and my wife and what we could use it for. Sure, in my real life, now we have real life vaccinations and contact, all those things. But, like, other than the airport, what else does a normal person use Clear for?
So right now, like I said, our main focus is on a touchless experience, have it through the sports and entertainment aspect. And we feel as if that's the first thing that's going to come back outside of airports and travel. So because everybody's, you know, chomping at the bit to get back to see a movie, see a game, you know, see anything outside of your house. Let's just be honest. We're tired of living in our house. That's just understandable. And so what we'll do is we're going to be able to get you through and actually give the venue the kind of, you know, comfort feeling of knowing, okay, everybody's been safe and secured by this many amount of measures, have it being a testing, have it being the facial identity recognition, you know, touchless experience all throughout. You know, it puts everybody at ease. It puts everything in order to understand that, you know, things are taken care of and we can move forward with our life.
Yeah, you know, I like all that facial recognition and stuff like that. I mean, you wouldn't recognize me. My hair's getting long, dude. I mean, I got COVID hair. I mean, I'm not shaving up like you, man.
No. I have a beard, man. What are you talking about?
I'm going Eddie Vedder, like, you know, 1992. You know, I got, you know, like, it all going up in here. Take off my hat. Imagine that. You know, so I got the hippie thing going. But, hey, we're trying to stay young, trying to stay healthy. I hope to see you, over a meal sometime soon, you and your wife and the family. I hope everybody stays safe up there in Jersey, all right?
Oh, will do, man. Unfortunately, I was supposed to come to two games this year. unfortunately, but you know, that didn't happen.
Well, it was the 20-year anniversary, right? So yeah, like, yeah. Hey, you're not the only one that's discussed this. So, hey, at least we found the videotape, the lost Mike Flynn videotape, which was the highlight of my pandemic. I got to be honest with you. Kim, take care of yourself. Be safe. Okay.
I appreciate it, man. Love you.
Always great to visit with Kim Herring, Super Bowl champion from our Super Bowl 35 team. That was 20 years ago.
Don't remind
January 28th. You know what? January 28th, we should all get together and zoom. It's a, and toast 20 years all being alive and getting through all this. Staying here, staying safe, staying healthy. We've moved WNST.net over to BaltimorePositive.com. We are shipping ice cream out with our Taharka brothers and sisters. We're eating world-famous chicken from Royal Farms and also the Magnum Blast here for the holidays. Yeah, perfect. For your Browns fan in your life, they make a Browns one, believe it or not. Sportaculture.com. Court came on last week as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, we never stop discounting our ice cream. $15.70 for you. Use the code BALTIMOREPOSITIVE.